You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Tamaki singer-songwriter Bex now joins me to talk about their latest single, Pretty, that I'm released July 10th. It's a taste of what's to come from her forthcoming debut project, Make It Louder, which marks a radical shift into indie electronic sound. Here now to chat all about it. Welcome to the show, Bex.
Yoda, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good, yes, a little tired, but good.
You said earlier that you were prepping for uni today.
Yeah, I've got a big day on, big report writing due, so yeah.
What do you study?
I do a conjoint of electrical engineering and music. So I've finished the music portion and I'm just like locking into my final semester of electrical engineering.
Amazing. Yeah, but I bet that's the more kind of rough one out of the two.
Yeah, it's definitely I would say it's the least enjoyable out of the two. I really enjoyed my music degree, but some people like it. I'm just not one of them.
Now, you've traded your acoustic guitar for a synthesizer on this song and upcoming full project. What drove you to make that switch up?
Well, it kind of started as just a fun songwriting exercise with me and my producer. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we had so much fun creating a couple tracks. So I think Pretty was one of the first tracks we made. And then a couple of the earlier ones in the EP we made. And when we finished them, we're like, oh, might as well just keep going and just see how many we can smash out. And then just decided to release it and have some fun and make some fun promo for it. So, yeah, it's been real, fun journey songwriting.
Yeah, your promo's been really cool to see online. I'm putting you on the deep end with this question, but I know that you can deal with it, you can take it. You state that this track is your most playful to date and plays with that kind of like brat pop energy that's sort of coming from Charlie XCX's world and features commentary on party girl culture and fashion. It's fun and flirty in a kind of satirical way. Do you think that there's this kind of, I guess, disillusionment within young people and they like act real demure about it, where like, Charlie's music and this song that you've written, it kind of speaks to a generation who have lost a little hope and find solace in that kind of like satire, cynicism, hedonism?
Yeah, I think like the kind of brat pop era, to me, it was really exciting because it was like women especially being like really confident and stuff, but I almost felt like it was kind of coming from this front of like pretending to feel confident and therefore like learning to be confident through like pretending. Yeah. That's kind of my like idea of it. And so I guess I was trying to like put on that front as well. So yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answered your question.
No. Yeah. I totally get what you mean. That kind of fake it till you make it, but the faking it till you make it is kind of born out of the circumstances that I guess young people are dealing with at the moment. I see in your visuals across your social media, you draw on that like 2000s, kind of like early iPod Touch-esque aesthetic. What do you think it is about this era that draws young people back to it? I mean, people like our age in their, you know, early 20s, where it's got a bit of nostalgia, I guess?
Yeah, I think that era was just super fun for music. Like a lot of creativity came out of the like 2008 like financial crisis. Mm-hmm. Like that's actually like a really interesting like shift in music for me, like especially like, and it's just so like overproduced and like big and large, and I think that was a lot of people's like growing up in childhood, and so it's almost like a reminiscent thing and people are like, oh, I just want to feel how I did in childhood and I'm gonna listen to that era again. And yeah, it was just like fun, colourful, exciting. I'm like, no wonder we're going back to it.
Yeah, I think the colour's a big thing, eh? It seems like people are finally again like, oh, we can, not everything has to be drab and dark.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you kind of find the Aotearoa pop scene, especially being a young person within it?
I think it's super exciting. I love like all of the, I feel like almost every day I'm finding new people online in the pop scene. It's different live, I find. Like, I'm kind of like, I feel as though the online and the live scene are two different worlds almost. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like just the other day I went to see some people, like the Fine Wine Social Club, mm-hmm. and they were new and fun and fresh, and for me, they were new, but yeah, they were excellent. And it's so fun and exciting to always be finding new people around New Zealand. I think we've got such a strong music scene, and it's almost a shame that it's not as popular as it should be.
Yeah, amen. And now I'm describing the overall project Make It Louder in three words, to begin with. What are your three words?
Femininity, ambition, and fun.
Nice. Do you think, like, as a young woman who is, you know, ambitious, do you think there's a kind of, I guess, a stigma around having that word put on you, or people, especially in New Zealand, kind of like shy away from it?
Yeah, I definitely think so. The whole tall poppy thing, like, it's kind of like embarrassing to want to do good and to like stand out and to be ambitious and goal setting and driven and stuff. I feel like nonchalance is like this huge thing that took over the internet as well. And like, it was like Timothy Chalamet saying, like, no, I actually want to be chalant, and like, I want to like work hard and like, you know, win awards and stuff. I was like, yeah, I feel like the, and Addison Rae too, she was like, oh, people were clocking her for like, trying hard, and she's like, yeah, well, I am trying, so like, what about that? I think trying hard is really good, and we should be striving for excellence all the time. We're like so capable, so much more capable than what we think we are.
And your experience across making this project, was there anything that surprised you about yourself or just the process of making it?
I guess just that music can be fun and doesn't have to. I think we always put a lot of pressure on ourselves, like to make the next release like the biggest thing in our career, and like always go on this linear journey to like strive forward and grow big online and grow big in live scenes and all this stuff. But like, it was just like almost a gentle reminder that like, no, I can just have fun and it doesn't have to mean too much, and I can make these like silly but serious songs, and like they mean a lot to me, but at the same time, like I know they are a little bit silly. I think that was just a nice reminder. Yeah.
And balancing uni and life with making music, how have you found that?
Really challenging, and I know it's only gonna get worse when I like enter the workforce.
Yeah,
it's hard. It always feels like when I pick up at uni and get really busy, like music's like the first thing to go, because it's like my enjoyment, like my hobby. And like when things are serious, it just gets like pushed under the rug.
Yeah. So.
Still learning how to balance it.
Yeah, I think it's a forever thing. I think people are always learning tips and tricks of that. And moving on to your audience, who is it that you're thinking of when you're making these songs? I mean, I think, you know, you're thinking about yourself, obviously, and how fun it is, and, you know, your experience and your growth. But when you're thinking of who's listening to it, who's your ideal audience member?
Just someone wanting a bit of a confidence boost and to feel good. Ideally, I would like people to chuck on the tracks when they're like getting their makeup ready for a night out.
Yeah,
that was my vision. I was like, I actually saw like specifically my friend Sarah from my music group, music class, like chucking her makeup on and like getting ready and like being like, "Tell me that I'm pretty." Like, and she was like, "Yeah,
being
ready for the night out."
Amazing. And a little bit of a silly question to end off with. You know that whole era of like translucent technology, and it would be like a color, but it would be translucent. If like every item that you had tech wise had to be that kind of like translucent aesthetic, what color would you be picking?
Maybe like a baby blue.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Thank you so much for joining me on the program, Bex. Now, shout out to our listeners. We'll play the song in a second, pretty, but shout out about Make It Louder. Tell people where they'll be able to find it, when, all this good stuff.
So I'm releasing the EP over a few weeks and months. It's officially all going to be out on the 18th of September, and it should be on all streaming platforms.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. Good luck with your classes.
Thank you very much.
That was Tamaki singer-songwriter Bex talking to me about her latest track, Pretty Tell Me That I'm, off of her EP, Make It Louder, a fun confidence boost, the perfect antidote for your Thursday morning blues. Here it is on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.